AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The U.S. Treasury Department is applauding this morning's seizure and sale of First Republic Bank. Correspondent Matt Piper begins our coverage.
In an early morning news release, the California Department of Financial Protection says that the FDIC has accepted a bid from JPMorgan Chase to take on the deposits and assets of First Republic. It's been a rough year for the banking industry. A deal for First Republic, which had total assets of $229 billion in mid-April, comes less than 2 months after Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank failed.
The Treasury Department says the deal comes at least cost to the FDIC. It insists the U.S. banking system is sound, resilient, and Americans should feel confident in the safety of their deposits. In Cleveland, Texas, a community vigil for five people police say were killed by a neighbor who got angry when he was asked to stop shooting a gun into his yard so a baby could sleep. FBI Special Agent James Smith says they have no idea where the suspect is.
We're asking everyone for your help so we can bring this suspect, or this monster, I will call him, to justice.
Police are offering an $80,000 reward. Among the victims, a 9-year-old boy. Parts of Virginia Beach have been transformed by a tornado that tore through last night, damaging dozens of homes, trees, and gas lines.
I just can't believe the damage. As I was looking around, there were times where I didn't even recognize where I was.
No injuries reported so far. More U.S. citizens have been evacuated from Sudan. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
A second U.S. organized convoy has arrived in Port Sudan to move to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Additional U.S. personnel are on the ground there to assist in the evacuation. Nearly 1,000 U.S. citizens have been evacuated from Sudan since the start of the violence. Fighting broke out again today between Sudan's army and paramilitaries. Despite a truce, more than 500 people have been killed.
Healthcare providers say the growing fentanyl crisis means more babies are being born to mothers who use opioids. And it turns out those moms may be the best treatment for fussy, drug-dependent newborns struggling to thrive. A new study finds quiet comfort and a mother's touch allow them to go home an average of a week sooner. Celebrities are swarming New York City ahead of tonight's Met Gala. Bad Bunny, Kendall Jenner, and Rihanna all spotted out over the weekend. This year's Fashion Forward fundraiser for the Metropolitan Museum's Costume Institute pays tribute to the late Chanel and Fendi designer Karl Lagerfeld. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors. Gorilla Glue, of course. Gorilla Glue is incredibly strong, 100% waterproof, and bonds virtually everything. Gorilla Glue, for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earned doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Chance for snow mixing with then changing to rain today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 42, winds out of the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49. A dusting of snow today.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 38.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the day is treating you good for this May 1st, 2023. It is 7:04 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. Mailoff, here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Beth Habhager.
Good morning.
We are here to kick off your week, to kick off your new month, and make sure you have a good, fun start to your day. We're going to get into some good stuff here in a little bit. We're going to have our National Day of calendar in just a little while. Looking forward to that. We're also going to get into Kit Kat has a new thing out for cereal I want to talk about. Kind of get into that because I love Kit Kats. That's the only reason. I love Kit Kats and breakfast.
Candy for breakfast.
There you go.
We have to cover this. The Fountain of Youth. Scientists may have figured out how to stop aging, so we should probably talk about that.
Huh.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Five things to look forward to in May. We'll see if we have time for that one because we got a lot going on this morning. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. And of course, we in the 9 o'clock hour, we kick things off as it's Monday with the kitchens open.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Melissa did an amazing job as always with this show. I even know how to say certain things synthetically now. I'm pretty proud of that. I worked really hard on it. No, we're looking forward to that. The kitchens open. A big shout out, of course, to our friends at Chatterbox Catering. Sponsoring that segment. We greatly appreciate them doing that.
Very much do.
Mm-hmm. Get some chatterbox in your life. Mm-hmm. After that, we're going to be joined by our great friend Bill Heck with a monthly veterans update. We just got to bring this back last month.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It's going to be great to have Bill back in studio again, be able to talk with us, give us that veterans update, as we greatly appreciate. 9 o'clock hour will also feature a little bit of Then I Write Stories, Good Stories of the Day, because it's just not our show without that.
Yeah.
So all of these things happening for you, going on and making sure that your day is exciting, fun, and entertaining. That's what we do around here. At least that's what I wrote down. That's what I wrote down to read just now there, that we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we pull it off, I don't know. You got to listen to find out. Got to listen to find out.
Yep.
I wanted to start off our show real quickly with a big thank you to the greatest audience in radio history, our audience. I wasn't able to listen to last night's director's cut. I was going to catch the podcast. I had a class going on last night, a very intense class. So I was pretty busy with that, but my phone was blowing up from people that really enjoyed the show.
Good.
I really enjoyed the episode.
Yeah.
I greatly appreciate that. A big thank you again to the Lizards for joining us. Part two of the Lizards will be next week on Sunday, right after Seth Faces the Music. Be sure to catch both of those amazing shows back to back. 6 to 9, you are covered on the radio dial. Join us for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8. 8 to 9, Director's Cut. Part two of the Lizards will be next week. That's the one where we will get more into the album, a little more talking a little more about Jeff Goss and some other things. I also want to say a big thank you to Kim and her family, Connie, everybody that helped us create these shows and that are going to help us create the dedication show to Jeff down the line. We're looking forward to that. Mm. Also heard from some people that want to be on the show. And I thought that was pretty funny. It was funny, and it was a great way of doing it. Hey, great episode of Director's Cut. You guys got any openings? Great set. Nice way to get that in there. I thought that was very good. That was well done. How was everybody's weekend? Melissa, how was yours?
Oh, it was good. My girlfriends came into town, and we just had a nice visit and chill day on Sunday.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It was good.
I can feel it in your voice. That sounds relaxing. It sounds nice. That's cool. That's good. Nice. Good to hear. Very good to hear. Beth, how was yours?
I actually got a little bit of downtime this weekend, which I know.
No.
Yeah. After 6 weeks, finally got some downtime over weekend.
I'm marking this down.
No, I actually took a trip down to DeForest on Friday night to see a friend's son in his high school play. They did Clue.
Oh, nice.
And the staging was just very creative. All of the kids did a great job. So I thoroughly enjoyed myself and got to spend the night down there and catch up with my friends, which I haven't done in a while. So it was very nice to do that. And
right
then, you know, worship. We had our last Winter's Farmers Market for the season.
Yep.
So if you missed it, you're going to have to wait now till October.
Yeah.
But we will be coming back in October. But yeah, the people have just been so faithful. And we thank everybody that participated at our event. Those of you that came out to shop, it was wonderful to be able to have this event for the community. And so,
was that a pun? People have been very faithful. I'm sorry.
I learned it from you, James.
Yes, I'm a horrible influence. Once again, drove past there Saturday morning, busy as could get out.
Yeah.
It was so cool to see it. I knew it was the last one and everything. So, did a little fist pump as I was driving past. It's really cool to see. And you already know that you'll have it back in October.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. So, this is going to you know, we can't predict the future, but I mean, as far as this coming year and stuff.
For the time being, we plan to be the home.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's a good story right there.
Yeah.
I was hoping that was the case, but I didn't want to put you on the spot, ask on the air. So that's great to hear. Nope, that is really cool.
The reason it's waiting until October is because we're already in the process of planning. Our committee has started for our community book sale. Second weekend of October.
Right.
So it's because of the space that's used for the book sale, we can't have the farmer's market. So that'll be the week after. Sense.
Although I do like the idea of everybody trying to do all that at once. Just the chaos of it, my brain finds
funny. You should
see
how many things we can get going on in that church at one time.
I can only imagine, yes.
Well, on Saturday morning, we were the start right in front of our church. So that kind of complicated things, but I'm glad everything worked out. They had the Run the Rapids,
yeah.
And so that was really well attended as well. So it was nice to be a great focal point where people can come. And of course, we had worship on Sunday morning. I had a baptism. So, I don't get many of those. So when I get these little infants, it's a blessing. And he was smiley and giggly and did not wail the way that some babies do during baptism. So that was good.
I know how you are with babies. So I can only imagine how much you must love those moments and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Again, layman here, I would have assume that you're doing baptisms like every other week, honestly. I thought that was something like that. You did had a factory line. next! And we need new water. I'm not trying to, I hope I'm not sounding, unclassy here or anything like that. I'm just being very genuine with you. I thought that you were doing this constantly. That's interesting.
When people have babies or haven't been baptized and choose to be baptized, that's when we do it. But, we don't have we've got a few families that with younger kids, but not everybody's having babies right now. So, we have to wait for those moments when the babies actually come.
Also sounds a lot more special and unique, like it's supposed to be. When my brother got baptized, but he was much later. He's 17, 18 when he got baptized over at Assumption. And I'd never seen the ceremony before other than with babies or anything. Mm-hmm. It was very unique. It was very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make light of it or anything. I genuinely thought it was a little factory-like. It was okay.
Part of me wishes it were. I would love to have a baptism every week.
I bet. I wanted to touch on this because I had an interesting weekend, of course, working. Didn't have as much going on this weekend as usual, so had a little bit of a relaxed time myself. It was really nice, very needed. Was able to get in touch with some people that I meant to out of state and stuff about work and different things like that. So it was good. And I got to go over the NFL draft a ton, so that was fun, too.
You made it 12 minutes, James.
I made it 12 minutes before talking about the NFL draft. Thank you. Beth keeps track of these things, and I think that's a record, actually. I think I did pretty good there. I bring that up as a segue to bring up Playmakers today from 10 to 11. We're going to talk about a bunch of things in Playmakers today. We've had a ton of crazy stuff happen in the playoffs, both in hockey and in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Of course, the NFL draft. I want to talk about what everybody thinks of the Green Bay Packers draft. I want to know what you guys think out there. And we got baseball going on. We still have to get ready for Rafters baseball, too. That's just MLB. Rafters baseball is right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Just as a shout-out to everybody, Taylor is going to be joining us next Monday for Playmakers.
Good.
So we're looking forward to that. That is going to be great. And I also, just as a programming note, tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour, Shelby, the pet nanny, is going to join us.
Ooh. How cool.
Looking forward to that. That is going to be really fun. Melissa and I will have a good time talking with her and letting everybody know about her. She's got a great business, so we cannot wait for you guys to find out more about her. All this was going on, and I was a little sidetracked throughout the weekend because I am a big fan of Kit Kats. I love Kit Kats. Okay. I also love breakfast. I can eat breakfast for lunch, for dinner, multiple times a week. So what is your take on this? Is this a brilliant idea, or come on, give me a break.
I got what you did there.
All night I worked on that. If you've been looking for an excuse to have candy for breakfast, Kit Kat cereal is now a thing that exists. General Mills is rolling it out in the U.S. after it launched in England last month. Sadly, they didn't break up real Kit Kats and toss them in a box, which would be an epic. That would have been so good. It's just supposed to taste like Kit Kats. Each piece is a little square with ridges, so they look like a tiny version of Kit Kat bars before you break them apart. There isn't, or this isn't the first time a cereal company has gone a candy route. We've also seen Peeps cereal, Sour Patch Kids cereal, Hershey Kisses cereal, Reese's Puffs have been around since 94. Those are the most popular ones. Kit Kats are one of the most popular candies in the world, though, so it's big news. The new cereal version will be available in stores nationwide this month. And I don't know if you can really get a good look at that, Beth. It's a little hard for me even to see, but they are little mini Kit Kats.
Yeah.
They
almost look like Golden Grahams, but a darker color.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all had the same thought at the same time.
Well, and the box looks like the wrapper. That's the amazing part.
Yeah. I hope this does well, actually. I would like this to do well for sheer just because of the design of the box and the idea. I have no idea if they're going to taste any good.
What's the cereal that we were going to try? Last week we were talking about. I can't remember what it is.
It was so long ago.
I know. I slept too many times. But you know, we need to have a cereal taste testing. One of these weeks that Melissa's in here in the studio with us, we are going to do a cereal taste testing.
I think that would be a fun Kitchens Open segment.
Oh, there you go.
You know, doing something like that.
There's a lot of kinds of cereal.
There are.
Well, and there's a lot, and this is not me talking here. This is people that have much better palates than I do talking. There's a lot better, healthy breakfast food that tastes good now, from what I'm hearing. It's not just all, just eat this because you want to be healthy and it tastes bad. And you feel like a cow just chutting you. Maybe that would be fun. That'd be a cool idea. I don't know. Would you guys try this?
Yeah, I'd try it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd eat a whole box of it.
No.
Yeah, but that's...
It will, and I'm one of those healthy kind of cereal kind of people, so that would be a treat kind of thing, maybe once in a while, but not an every morning.
I'm with Melissa. I feel like I wouldn't want to buy a box because I don't know if I'd like the box. If you remember those little mini boxes they had for us as kids,
single servings. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather get one of those.
Yeah.
I'd like to get one of those and try it first. I will also say this seems like the because I love dry cereal.
I was just going to say that. This seems like the perfect dry cereal.
Doesn't it? Yes, it does. Yeah. It seems like that's what it was.
I don't know if I'd want it with milk.
No. But I definitely I'd eat half of the box, in one sitting.
That's how I am with Cookie Crisp.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Cookie, man, good shout out. We do not respect and appreciate Cookie Crisp nearly enough. Thank you, Beth. I can't remember the last time I thought about Cookie Crisp.
There you go.
I feel very, I'm sorry, Cookie Crisp. I apologize. That we already have candy cereal.
We do.
We already do. You got little cookies.
Yeah.
Just little chocolate chip cookies just sitting there for you. Those things are amazing. Well, my mother hated that I love those so much, by the way. Hated it.
It was like having chocolate chip cookies for breakfast.
It was.
What better way can you eat?
I'm sure that there are worse cereals for your teeth and everything, but there's never been a cereal more designed for kids.
Absolutely.
They told your parents right away. Every kid saw that and was like, yes. Every parent saw that and dentist.
Yeah.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar. It's Melissa, Beth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love. It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's Menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small-town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Chance for snow mixing with unchanging rain today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 42, winds out of the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. We have Melissa, Beth, and James here with you, and it's time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for the first day of May. Happy May, everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mayday,
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 Mayday.
And we got a couple of really great ones to kick things off. It is School Bus Drivers Day.
Yes.
Nice.
Greatly appreciate our school bus drivers out there.
Thank you, Joey. My brother-in-law's a bus driver.
Yeah?
He loves it.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Shout out to Joey.
I remember, I'm sure that I didn't always have them, but I don't know, I didn't really ride school buses too much when I was a kid in Illinois. I had one or two times I did, and then it was pretty much when I moved out here that we did. When I first moved out here, I was living in Rome, going to school at Humpke. I was the last kid picked up, last kid dropped off, that kind of thing. And our bus driver couldn't have been more cool to me.
Yeah.
Like, she was so nice, and she knew. She used to tell me, "Honey, you want to take a nap back there? You can." You know, like things like that and stuff. Like, she's just really cool to me. I don't remember having a bad bus driver. Maybe I did. I just don't remember it. But I got to say, we've all heard the stories. We all understand how need we are of good school bus drivers.
Yes, there's a shortage.
Yes.
We talk about volunteering all the time, and that's greatly appreciated. I think there is a new way of not volunteering, obviously, because you get paid for that job. But I know people that are like work a full time job and are still in their like school bus driving on the side, just to help out, just because they want their kids to be good to get to school, things like that. Like that. I don't know how you're going to fix a lot of these things in society other than paying people a livable wage.
Right.
I think we've talked about this ad nauseum by now. So I don't know, outside of that, I don't know how you fix some of these things other than people just stepping up like that gentleman that I know that does that. And I'm sure there are plenty of other people out there like it. Appreciate our school bus drivers, especially a morning like this where they're all pretty busy working.
Yep.
Just to piggyback from that to this, it is School Principals Day.
Thank you, principals.
Yes. Thank you, principals.
Greatly appreciate our principals.
Another difficult job.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. We had Craig Broren in last week, and Craig comes in here, and first off, other than JR, like him and JR are like tied. I don't know who has a more style, like who comes in more dressed to the nines and everything. And the way that Craig is able to know so much, I could throw him about anything at any school in this district, and he knows something about it, and knows the principal, knows a couple, the teachers, all these things. I don't know how he does it, and I think about that, and I think about it on the principal level. Knowing on, like, I remember Mr. Orluski, our principal at Washington. What a great guy. And I used to dumbfound me. He knew everybody's name.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Like, I forget people's names, like, from Morning Magazine week to week, and I feel like a jerk. I don't know. I could never understand how he was so good at this stuff, and he was so patient with me. Mr. Moskonis. I'm sorry, Mr. Mancuso. Mr. Mancuso was my principal at Lincoln for a long time. I was a knucklehead. I wasn't like the typical kid that got in trouble because I was, I started a fire or something like that. I was starting like debates with teachers about civil rights and things.
Wow.
Like math teachers, though. Like teachers that, like, why? He's trying to teach math. What are you doing? Mr. Mancuso just, put up with me. They were really good with me as much as I was a knucklehead. I'm just using these as examples because I got to think that I was one of the tougher kids these principals ever dealt with. There's a lot of good ones out there.
Yes.
Melissa, you know a lot about this world.
Oh, yes. And a principal's job is, it varies. There's a lot of politics involved, but sometimes they end up having to jump into a classroom and teach a class if we don't have enough substitute teachers coming in, their administrative level that they need to do in a school is way, way more hours than they get paid for.
Yeah, I remember principals doing that. I've completely forgot about the subbing thing. That's a huge part of that's a huge thing to bring up. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, and fortunately, it doesn't happen super often, or at least it didn't when I was working at the Toma High School, because there are so many other things that my principal needed to be doing. I didn't have time to have him in the classroom.
Yeah.
I needed him in his office working.
Yeah, understandable. But do appreciate that work that you did there, and we appreciate our school principals out there, all of our great high schools and our listenership.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Mother Goose Day.
Yay!
I like that they have a picture of a mother goose, an actual goose with babies. That's great.
Yeah, not like the story.
Yeah, yeah. I never, at least the old pictures of mother goose, always thought they were a little creepy. Mm-hmm. I don't like when they put like human features on animals. I've never really been a big fan of that.
Her wearing a hat.
Yeah, like something about it. I don't know. Nursery rhymes and fairy tales like Mother Goose have proven to help kids read, think, and be better to tell some stories on National Mother Goose Day.
Yeah.
There's never a bad time to read to kids. There's never a bad time to read in general, really. Well, I mean, not when you're driving, of course. Don't read when you drive.
Audiobooks.
You're just going to lose your place. You're not going to be able to find your bookmark. It's obviously it's not safe. No, we have our you know, United Way has their book reading up coming up. The great book giveaway going on that wrapped up and everything. So be on the lookout for that. There's a lot of opportunities for these kind of things. Global Love Day.
Yay.
It's Global Love Day, y'all.
Love the globe.
Love the globe, y'all. Love yourself, love your friends and family, and love everyone else around you. Spread some positivity and joy to an often tough world on World Love Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spread the love.
Get along,
Yeah. International Worker, International Workers Day. appreciate the many ways you and other build our society and acknowledge your own hard work by treating yourself kindly on National Workers Day. All right, that is where it did. I was hoping it was going to go that direction because I'm like, well, wait a minute. We're all workers. Should we be celebrating our? This is a day to celebrate yourself, celebrate your coworkers, celebrate the people that you're working with. If you work, which is the majority of people out there, I would imagine. Yeah, it's a great day for that.
Mm-hmm.
Every job is important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me a job we can afford not to have being done right now. I don't know. Do we still have people running out and filling people's gas tanks? Like maybe and even that's a need in some places in the country still. There, it still does happen in some places of the country.
I think the state of New Jersey was like that. That's when I moved out west.
I mean, there's no job that isn't important. This thing that we call society is an experiment. Like everybody gets that, right? Like this wasn't how it was designed because there was no design. Like we're doing this we're building this bridge while we're traveling on it.
Yeah.
It's okay. We got so far. Everybody stop. Now we got to put down some more tracks because that's how this whole thing is being built. We're figuring so much out even now in society in today's day and age. That's what I get really tired of the term woke. I think it's been misused and it's been taken over by too many different outlets. But that whole purpose of that, the representation, so many of these things, this is us trying to, hey, we didn't do this right before. We got to get it right now. Mm-hmm. The way that we treat women, the way that we pay women, these kind of things, equal opportunity, all that. Again, didn't do it right from the beginning. Got to get it right now.
Right.
We're trying to figure these things out as it goes. And every single gig is important. Whatever you're doing out there, it's an important job and we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, like you said, the equal pay for equal work, but also child labor laws, you know, limiting hours that children have to work. And some of those are getting rolled back in states. And I personally think that's a mistake.
Then the rolling back of the
child protection laws.
What is it about it that you think is a mistake?
I don't think that children should be working until all hours of the night on school days.
Yeah, I agree. No, and I misunderstood. I thought you were going the other direction. Wait, Melissa? I think six-year-olds should be working 40 hours a week. I misunderstood. I apologize, Melissa. You just really threw a curveball for a second there. I thought, Mel's not the type to like.
No, she's not.
She's got this one thing that she believes, though.
Well, I worked at a young age, but, you know, it wasn't that I had to. It was that I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that those protections are really important because education is far more important than making money. It just is.
No, it is. It is. Well, you can't make a lot of money without education. So, I mean, if you even if you do care about money more than education or what have you, you can't have one without the other. That doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, they're both important, obviously, but the most important is knowledge. Now, there's not much more important than that. You just really threw me for a second. Really thought it was like National Chocolate Parfait Day.
Ooh, yum.
It does look really good. I don't know if I've had one of those, but it does look really
great.
Good. What is a parfait exactly? What makes something a parfait?
Layers.
Yep.
Is it layers? Okay. Because I love layers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I am all about parfaits.
So layers of custard, chocolate, and cream, whipped cream, sprinkles.
Mm. Or our own Dairy Queen has different ones that have like chocolate or strawberries with ice cream in between.
I'm going to have.
Very good.
I got to go.
They're not open yet, James.
Just sit
tight.
I can at least be first in line. I can do it. It's May Day.
Mayday!
With flowers blooming and the sun shining, it's a perfect time to dance around the maypole and celebrate springtime. Do we have any maypoles left? Do we have any? Does anybody still do this?
They do at Renaissance fairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
I got
right,
to watch one last summer at a Renaissance fair.
I've seen it. I went to a Ren fair once and saw it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. May Day was a celebration of nature and the beginning of summer as the day falls between the spring equinox and the summer solstice since Roman times. It's a longstanding tradition, but I don't know how many people still celebrate it necessarily. But it is fun to say.
Yeah.
It's also Lay Day. L-E-I. Like you throw,
thank you
like
for
Hawaii.
Clarifying.
Like, our audience, you know. Bring the feeling of sand in your toes and sun on your face to wherever you are by wearing a tropical lei, most commonly associated with beautiful Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Hawaiian family that lived a couple of floors up from us and everything. Not only did they always have the best smelling like apartment, but they like once in a great while and everything, they would hand out leis. Like just an apartment building, just to kids and stuff. Not to like adults or anything like that and everything, but just to kids. I think the mom made them. I'm not sure.
Oh, cool.
And if I remember right, because I went to school with one of their kids, if I remember right, she was very, they really missed the island. And that's a common thing for many people that leave an island.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one thing to come over from England or Sweden or something like that, but it sounds, just from my experience, from what I've heard, a lot of people that come over from islands to this country, it can be a little more difficult for them. And I'm not sure why or what it is necessarily. I was a kid when I heard a lot of that. And maybe it's not even the case anymore. But it used to be. Lei Day, that's a good one. Do you, Melissa, I know all of you guys have been to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get leis when you went there? Do you still have them?
I did get one. I don't think I still have it, though.
I did not get one because we were still in a pandemic and they stopped doing that during the pandemic. So, but I think before I left some of the stores out there, because usually, I mean, I think about, what was it, Fantasy Island.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they would always, as you came off the plane.
Plane.
And they'd give you a lei. And they used to do that when you would get off the plane in Hawaii. They put a lei on you. Some of the stores actually did it on the island that we went to.
Cool.
So I was able to get one there. But yeah, I still have it in my closet somewhere.
I feel good on you, because I would keep it. I feel like I would be walking around Hawaii until somebody did put a lei on me. I'd come on. And it's National Purebred Dog Day.
Yay.
Many purebred dogs offer invaluable services to mankind, from shepherding to hunting to guarding and search and rescue. So give some love to purebreds.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about mutts on this show, mainly because it's run by one. Hey-o! it's not as if we have anything against purebred dogs.
No.
There's nothing wrong with them or bad about them. Mm-hmm. They tend to be a little more expensive. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are some cases where you need a purebred dog. I think of my best friend and his wife and two kids. They have dog allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So that they needed a purebred that was able to be around them, that they don't sneeze every 5 seconds around and everything. Things like that.
Yeah.
All dogs have a purpose. All dogs have their place. Even crazy ones that keep you up all night. Sam. That dog, man, I don't know what was with my fur brother last night. And not like I was going to sleep much anyway, but I definitely wasn't going to, as far as he was concerned. That is a dog that loves to sleep at night. Sam, except if there is something in the yard. If there's something out there, the last time he acted like that, there was a bear. This was, speaking of the pandemic, it was during quarantine, and there was a bear out, like a little ways away from my parents' house.
Wow.
Good enough to where you could see it. Big brown bear, just beautiful looking. Beautiful because it was nowhere near me. last night, Sam was doing the same darn thing, and I was looking all over the place. I didn't see one thing. I have no idea what it was he was barking at or anything. I looked all around the house, nothing. Didn't see it. Still don't know. It's a great mystery. I'll ask him later. I'll ask him later, and I'll let you guys know because I
sure
know that the audience
will fill you in.
Yeah, yes. You guys are on the edge of your seat about this one. I'll fill you in on it. More importantly, let's get to some real news. Melissa's news. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show after that, right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. One person drowned in the Wisconsin River over the weekend. The body of Nancy Brost, age 58, was pulled from the river on Saturday. Wood County Central Dispatch received a call on April 29th around 12:45 p.m. reporting a person in the river. The caller was able to bring the person to shore. First responders arrived and pronounced Nancy Brost dead at the scene. Wood County states no suspicious circumstances exist. The body was found just north of Wakely Road in the township of Saratoga. A woman was rescued from the Wisconsin River in Wausau on Saturday night. Emergency crews pulled her out of the water near the West Washington Street Bridge around 6 p.m. They performed resuscitation at the scene, and she was later taken to Aspirus Hospital for medical treatment. The incident is still under investigation. A high-speed chase that started in Marshfield on Sunday afternoon ended in a Wisconsin Rapids parking lot. Marshfield police responded to a report of theft at Walmart. They attempted to stop the vehicle identified in the theft, but the driver did not comply. Marshfield police stopped the chase after a short time because of safety concerns. The pursuit was picked up by Pittsfield police and again stopped after a short while. A Wood County deputy spotted the vehicle west of Nakusa on Highway 173 and attempted a traffic stop. The driver again did not comply. The deputy chased the car through Nakusa, Saratoga, and Wisconsin Rapids before ending the chase. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department found the vehicle in a parking lot and located the 20-year-old driver from Flint, Michigan, in a nearby business. She was transported to the Wood County Jail. Four other individuals involved in the theft were located in a wooded area near Babcock and also placed under arrest. They were identified as an 18-year-old male, a 16-year-old female, and a 17-year-old, all from Flint, Michigan. State lawmakers are putting the finishing touches on a historic reworking of Wisconsin's shared revenue program. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans collaborated with Democrats and consulted Governor Evers.
I think this is an area that Wisconsinites should be proud of. People sat down at the table. We didn't always agree, but people of goodwill hopefully found a good conclusion at the end.
Voss was on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. 20% of the state sales tax would go to local governments, increasing shared revenue by 10%. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you?
can do it if you try.
This moment of Zen is brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids. Fresh roasted beans, specialty drinks, amazing baked goods, and food. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery in Wisconsin Rapids. Family owned. Freshest coffee. Find them on Facebook. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Chance for snow mixing with unchanging rain today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 42, winds out of the northwest 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49. A dusting of snow today.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 38.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Play on, play on. Mm-hmm. I just want this as our bumper for now on. Like, just this. Yo, Dre dropped the verse. It's going down, face up. Oh, love this song. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. And I think we found the fountain of youth, everybody.
All right.
Celebrate. Ooh. Go ahead, throw out all that hair dye and, you know, cancel all those appointments to get all that tightening done in the face and all that. We got the fountain of youth. You didn't need plastic surgery anymore.
No more Botox?
No more.
All
no
right.
more.
Right.
Okay.
Would you want to live to 100? Hang on. New question. How about 180?
Whoa.
Researchers at UC San Diego may have just figured out how to extend our lifespan by over 80%.
Wow.
Before you get too excited, they haven't tried it on people yet. just yeast. Just yeast. But it could be a big deal, and here's a very basic explanation. We age because our cells start breaking down, and a previous study found it happens for two reasons. There are mitochondria gets weaker. I know I murdered that name. I know I did not say that right. And our DNA becomes less stable. That's true for yeast cells too, but they basically rewired and tricked them so those two things wouldn't happen at the same time. Instead, they alternate. They found that when each one got to take little breaks like that, it slowed down the aging process in general, and the yeast cells lived 82% longer.
Wow.
Interesting.
They say it's just proof of concept for now, but they think the same type of gene therapy will work on human cells too. The main concern is, will it be safe? Now... Will it be safe and people wanting to live younger, look younger and live longer? I mean, we haven't cared about safety when it comes to. Does anybody? I don't know how many people how basic understanding of what Botox is, you know, or what some of the collagen or some of the things we have injected into our bodies or our lips or whatever and everything. Like, as far as the safety, quote unquote, safety concern about this, I'm pretty sure that there's some people out there that are not going to worry too much. What safety? What are you talking about? Right. Just give it to me. Give me it. I'll do it now.
Live longer, please.
The proof of concept thing is a phrase that's used a lot in science. Mm-hmm. Almost every great scientific thing. No, I would say this. I think it's pretty safe to say every great scientific discovery started that way. Mm-hmm. It starts with all at the beginning with these things. So that's, I think, encouraging. I like the advancements of science in general. Mm-hmm. Like that gets me. I'm not, for me personally, I'm not concerned with living longer. Like, right. I want to live as long as humanly possible, obviously. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to fight to stay alive as long as I can. I had to fight to stay as long alive as I this far. I'm not going to go out easy, that's for sure. I've never been, you know, drawn to the concept of immortality or living to 180 or any of those things. I never really put a number on it. Right. If there's an advantage of growing up where I did, how I did and everything, your life expectancy is 29 if you're lucky. So this is icing on the cake, baby. I'm at 46. I'm already like way, way over like that stuff and everything. And you grow up with that mindset. You don't break that mindset. Like it's not as if you outgrow something like that or anything. That's a part of your life. It's something that it took therapy for me to realize. I did not know that, but I was still living my life that way. I was still living with that kind of mentality. As far as the idea of this, I don't know if there's anything wrong with it. I don't see anything necessarily about that when it comes to that.
I would love to see how this could be utilized in the treatment of things like cancer and degenerative diseases. Mm-hmm. How can we understand what's causing this to be able to increase the healthy cells and bodies? And then, you know, because my big concern, and I've seen it way too often, is when parents have to bury their children. So if we had something like this that could help extend that lifespan and battle whatever might be, you know, disease or anything that they might be fighting, that's what this would be good for. I also heard in there that we are unstable. So how did they meet us to know that?
Yeah. It's very true. It's very true. My first thought was going there too, Beth. Mm-hmm. And I actually thought of stem cell research right away. And I know that can be a sensitive topic, a divisive topic for some people. I'm talking about the science of it and not the morality or any of that stuff.
Right.
To me, the science of it is incredibly fascinating.
Absolutely.
When it comes to this topic and everything, I come back to if you believe it. And I don't like generalizing here, but if you believe in God, if you believe in whatever that is, I'm not getting down to details of religion or anything. I just mean God in general.
A higher being.
Everything we have comes from there.
Mm-hmm.
So anything we're doing is God made, is God given and all that. So when it comes to these kind of things, I don't see a big concern when it comes to that part of it. Like you kind of have to worry about nowadays when you bring up some topics, some science and religion don't always see eye to eye, and society doesn't always appreciate that. With something like this, I don't feel any of that. I feel like it's just, hey, let's see what we can do here. Like, let's see if we can make this happen. It seems like all well and good as far as your everyday person. My focus is more like, I went right to stem cells and how can we help people that are hurting? How can we help people that have got, you know, every kind of disease under the sun?
Right. Well, and how often has there been a discovery like this that the reason that they found it wasn't the reason that it got used for? Mm-hmm. So the fact that we now know this, great, now let's figure out how to apply it. Because if you think about it, a lot of what's going on, we've created the things that are hurting us.
Yeah.
Humanity has done something. So it's our own fault. Let's figure out how to correct ourselves. And this may be a first step in that direction.
But can you imagine what would happen if everybody suddenly found out, hey, you're going to live twice as long as you thought you were?
Oh, my goodness.
I think that would have some interesting societal implications.
Oh, my God.
Well, especially how, call back, like, we're talking about kids now working, pulling back. So how much of our lives is now going to be in the workforce?
Right. We expect to work for 50 years, and now we need to work for 100 years?
Yeah.
Where's the retirement age going to be put?
Or 160 years? Like,
I used to have this worry about the retirement age being like 90, you know, or something.
By the time you get there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But if this is the case, if we're living to 180 or something like that, that actually could happen. Maybe I don't know. What's old age then?
Right.
Like, what is the legal age to go to war, to vote, to drink, to all these things? Like, if that were to change. We're obviously way, way, way away from that.
Right.
Any of that stuff and everything. But it does bring up all these interesting concepts. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I think it's just fun to kind of like just talk these things out see how we would do. See how it's a little experiment of its own. It's a little proof of concept of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking about it and seeing how you, your friends, your family, the people that you, you know, like to talk about with these things. We'll see.
Because I think that if you went double right away, I almost think it would need to be a gradual
right
yeah
increase
yeah definitely. And I cannot imagine the impact it would have on society if this was the case. If we lived,
A lot even more mouths to feed. A lot more people to put in homes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like houses.
There's a lot there.
Yeah. Or we could start to utilize this as Highlander.
In the end, there can be only one.
There can be only one! I am Duncan MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. I am Duncan MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. There can be only one. We'll be back with more mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 42. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Lows around 33. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 49. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. We're going to take you to the top of the hour, where CBS News will come in at 8 o'clock and keep you up on all your world news. After that, we'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, get a live and direct update, find out what is up with Mother Nature. What is she going to throw at us this week? That's all coming up for you. When we're all done, when we're done with all of that, I want to get into the 10 most common things people forget in Ubers.
Okay.
That should be fun. And we got a That Ain't Right story with Spirit Airlines we got to get to, too. I really have to touch on that one. First up, though, we're going to talk cars. And we have plenty of new car features that we enjoy or that we're getting used to. Mm-hmm. I never thought my dad would be able to be one of those people that get used to having the camera that when you're backing up. Now he loves that thing. Mm-hmm. He's all glued to it. He just uses it all, even when he doesn't necessarily need to. He just likes to have it there and stuff. What about old features in cars that we may miss? Does anybody miss having a... Do you remember those silver ashtrays?
Oh, gosh.
They worked for like a couple months, and then they would just like they'd rust up. Yep. Like they were the first thing to rust up in a vehicle. I don't see them anymore. Maybe they still make them, but station wagons and how you had all the seats in the back, and then they were mini transformers.
Yep.
They could transform, and then they'd like flat down
with the rear facing last seat.
Yes.
I missed the rear-facing last seat.
Yes. Certain car features are gone, of course, but there are some fun ones and some ones that I think we have some nostalgia about. If you're in a fairly new car, you've probably got a big touchscreen on your dashboard, but now car companies are planning to upgrade again by getting rid of those screens.
Really?
Slate.com just did a big article on how car companies are ditching touchscreens and bringing back buttons and knobs, and it's just because we want them.
Yes.
touch screens might seem fancy, but they're actually the cheapest option. They cost as little as $50 per screen, so car companies would love to keep using them. But there's more and more evidence that having all your controls on a screen like that is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Really shocking.
Yeah.
So what mom told us all the time as a little kid, don't sit and stare at the screen all day and don't sit too close to the screen. Like, she was right. Shocking. Mom was right. Of course, listen to your mother. And I'm saying that at myself, too. There's more and more evidence. Not only is this more dangerous, but it's also just not something that people enjoy.
Right. Basically,
the same as texting and driving. We already knew this.
Yes.
How did they ever get away with this to begin with? I've never understood how they got away with this to begin with. Mm-hmm. One expert said it's weird that everyone knows texting and driving is bad, but no one complains about how everyone's, quote, using an iPad while driving.
Yeah.
I've never understood this. Since this first started, I haven't understood this.
Well, it's got a disclaimer on there. Do not use while driving.
Right.
You know, so that covers everything.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, and then you have issues like what we have in one of our vehicles. We have the ghost touch. Mm. So all of a sudden, it will switch and do something.
Weird.
Without you touching anything. So unless it's on the radio, that's the only time it doesn't do it. So if I pull up my phone, like, I can press the button on my steering wheel and it'll pull up the list of the last people I've called. If I leave that screen up too much, it calls somebody on its own.
Oh, wow. That's
the
crazy.
Car automatic.
The
just,
car is lonely, Beth.
Apparently, it's saying you need to talk to somebody. You're too lonely. That's what it's saying.
Oh, that's the next stage. Cars looking. Cars as therapy. Our every car is a therapy. As a therapist.
Well, it's probably better than ChatGPT.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely talked to my car, so it wouldn't be the first.
Well,
you know,
I'm
wouldn't
still
be
waiting
new to
for
me.
Kit to come out. You
yes,
know, the cars
yes.
that do talk to us and tell us everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm with you. The switch could be temporary too, though. Hyundai is out is one of the few companies that hasn't gone all into untouch screens, but their lead designer says buttons and knobs could go away for good as cars become more automatonous. Autonomous, that's the way to say it. Dang it. Once our cars can drive themselves, we don't need to keep our eyes on the road. There's times where technology is great. You remember? Did your parents ever do something like this, where you got a toy from like an uncle or somebody, but you were old enough to play with it yet, so they put it away?
Mm-hmm.
I think we kind of got to do that with technology. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've earned this.
No.
I don't think we've earned half of this stuff. How many people die a year from car accidents? How many drunk drivers do we have on the road? How many just knuckleheads do we have that are getting a license?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're still these massive killing machines that they can be, and we have people like just like kind of a,
yep.
I don't really need to pay that much attention. I don't really need to do that much. Like, I guess you can go two ways with this. One, maybe we haven't earned the right to drive, so we do need computers and cars to drive for it. Like, okay, we have to hand the keys off and everything.
Right.
Or the other way around, where maybe we need to be focusing more. Maybe we need less things taking our hands off the wheel and more things keeping us paying attention to what the heck we're doing. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine if all they have left, if there's a day where all they have left are AI cars, I may start just riding a bike everywhere, because I am not a fan of this. I am not. I want to be in control. If an accident happens and it's my fault, I'm obviously not all right with that, but I'd rather it be my fault than computer error or something like that. Mm-hmm. I want to be in control. I'm not a control freak. I don't care about that stuff usually in life, except with driving. When it comes to driving, I want to be able to be in control of everything. I don't want, self-parking or any of these things.
Well, the flip side of that, though, James, is it would, you know, people wouldn't be able to speed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The cars would follow all the traffic laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's positive and negatives, of course, with everything. I just don't think the technology's there yet, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be better to take a step back.
Apparently, they've not watched the show Upload.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
it's too easy to be hacked.
And I think we're forgetting something. That's a great point, though. Actually, and I know you're joking around, but that is a solid point, too, though.
Yeah,
absolutely, it is. We're forgetting something major about this, everybody. And I think that this is going to immediately get rid of all tech and cars and any of these future things. What about road rage?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? What about road rage?
We don't
Nobody thinks about road rage. Nobody thinks about where you're going to get... If computers are driving everything, there's no need for road rage.
Right.
There's no need for it. And we might all get along a little bit better. Does anybody really want that? I mean, come on. Everybody loves to be able to shake their fist at a stranger and then hope that they didn't see them. And then when they do, you feel really awkward. Or have you had this happen? You shake your fist at somebody and then you meet them at the stoplight?
Yeah.
I love that.
Who are we going to give thumbs down to now then, James?
Right? Right? Yeah, no. See, we got to get rid of all this. We can't take that away from people. The sarcasm is strong today. I genuinely mean that what I'm saying, though, in the part that I don't know if we've earned this. I kind of feel like we are, that the tech needs to put this on the high shelf for a little while until we've kind of earned some of these
things. And I think there are aspects that would be easily used, like the whole maintaining speeds. You know, what if they figured out a way to communicate cell towers with cars that would become a governor for your vehicle, that you could not go over the posted speed limit in any section.
Melissa's point about safety is, you know, that makes me want to try this or think about it, of course, certainly. So that's a solid point right there. We will take a break. We'll come back. We're going to have a bunch of fun stuff lined up for you. We're looking forward to every little bit of it. Of course, don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, we kick things off with The Kitchen's Open. Going to be a real fun segment from Melissa and Beth today. We're looking forward to that. And then we'll be joined by our good friend Bill Heck with our monthly veterans updates, probably around 9:20, somewhere around there. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.